birds come out of the sky. They stand there 24 before my love, I'll be there.
Welcome back to another episode of The Roundabout, where the rock is progressive.
And the puns, oh, the puns, they are quite excessive. Even more
indeed
so today,
they are.
Because, well, folks, you see, normally when we say the puns are excessive, what we mean is we make a lot of really bad jokes about our about these, you know, albums, right? But we do that between the songs. But this time, instead of about, at most, 20 minutes of us chatting, you're going to get nearly a full hour of us chatting.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit of a weird one. Peter, can you explain today what sort of treats the folks are in for?
Certainly. We're taking an interesting approach to this episode in that we have queued up for you. First of all, you're listening to KHDX-FM, Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix, 93.1 FM, I should say. That's on the card now. Do you know that?
On the what?
It's on the little card in the booth that tells you what to say every 20 minutes. It includes the 93.1 again.
I did not know that. Folks, I'm currently
Yeah, it's been gone for a couple of years.
So. Well, I'm glad they brought it back, because that is what y'all are listening to.
Yeah. Anyway, the album that we have for you today is by Brian Eno, noted musician, member of Roxy Music, composer of the Windows Startup theme.
Oh, I didn't know that. That makes a lot of sense,
yeah.
Actually.
We have a 1978 album from him titled Ambient One, Music for Airports. It is the first studio album to have been released under the specific label of ambient music.
Hmm.
So we can call it a concept album on that front, I think.
The concept of ambient music.
Yeah, Brian Eno is a progressive rock musician, I think it could be argued.
I can see that. I can see that connection being made, I think.
Yeah, we're well within our wheelhouse here, I think.
And this album is, from what I understand, essentially about 50 minutes long. With
yes.
No breaks, no track listings, just the music and nothing else, right?
Well, on the CD release, there is a 30-second silence between each track.
Ah. Are we going to... Does our version have that? I forget.
I don't know.
It might not. We'll have to find
Jump
out.
Jump to the 16.5-minute mark, I guess, if you want to know.
Well, we will find that out with the listeners when we get there. It'll be a fun little exciting thing to think about. And the reason
will.
We'll be finding out while we get there, folks, is because we'll be listening through this album with y'all and just chatting while it's playing.
Yeah, we will be talking over it.
Yeah, this is an album
that's
designed
something we've
to
never
be
done before
over.
Is talk over music. Yeah.
I mean, we
it
talk
is...
over it on the intros sometimes, but not like this much. You know?
The idea behind this album is that it is meant to be, quote, as ignorable as it is interesting. And that is a quote from Brian Eno.
That's what I try to be in life sometimes.
The idea behind this album is that it is meant to be equally rewarding if it's just playing wherever in the background of whatever you're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
or if you sit down and listen to it and pay attention to it.
And we're going to be, I'm sure, alternating between those two modes of operation.
Most likely.
Time. We will switch between full focus and mixed focus and totally off topic and, you know... It'll be nice, interesting, more of a free-flow sort of vibe to this whole thing.
Certainly will. Shall we start the music?
Yeah, let's pull up time.is, folks. Time.is is the website we use for syncing up our chatting, so we all
mm-hmm.
sort at the same time. We, for the recordings, we always clap at a certain time on time.is. So in this case, we're going to be hitting the play button.
And then we sync those up in our recordings, and that's how we sound like we're talking to each other.
One music for airport, yeah.
The fact of the matter is, I'm listening back to a recording of Griff speaking and just acting like I'm saying things in response to him. This is all scripted.
Yeah, exactly. We planned this whole thing out meticulously in advance. The fact that it
we
sounds
wrote
like
all of this in 2017.
Uh huh. Like all the talking over each other, all the not sure how to say things. That's all planned. It's all a work.
All of it.
We've been planning
every word
this whole time. Sorry, not sorry. It is what it is.
Want to start the album on the 52nd?
Sure.
All right.
And I'm going to...
Album started.
Ooh. I'm liking the little water noise there at the start. I tried to slam my space bar really hard, so it picked up in the audio. Hope it did.
That's okay. Well, all we have to do, I guess, is just layer the track over this in editing, and then you anything else to edit. Won't that be nice?
I mean, I don't know if I'm coughing or something and not saying anything, I'll probably just cut that out. I'm going to trim up the audio, definitely.
There's no editing for time this time.
That's true. We have the time here.
Yeah, because that'll make it out of sync with the music.
That's true. I mean, I could figure out if I had to, but I'd rather not because I'm lazy.
That's okay.
You should look at the link I just sent you, by the way.
You sent me something?
Yes, on Discord.
Oh, I have to dig around on my computer to get there. You don't get to edit this out.
I mean,
I have encountered a problem.
Oh dear. Is it like a restarting the
episode? It was an
problem?
Advertisement.
Oh dear.
I just had
Should
a 5-second ad.
I will hit the back 5 seconds.
So I am now
button.
5 seconds behind.
I will hit the back 5 seconds button.
Okay.
Yep, I'm back 5 seconds. I'm at 125.
Okay.
That's where you're at?
Yeah, I'm at 129 now.
I'm at 36. Weird.
Did you go back 5 seconds?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I guess we'll have to just not try and talk about the music live as it's happening.
No, how about this? At a certain time dot is, look at what time it is on your thing, and that's how we'll sync it up.
Okay.
I would say at the 10-second mark. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sure. Isn't this fun, listeners?
I do like it, though.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
So just look at the time at 10 seconds.
2:10.
It's 2:15 for me, so I can go back another 5 and we're good.
Okay.
There we go. Problem solved.
Problem
now
solved.
I'm at 2:17?
Yes, 2:21 now.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry. Heck yeah. I'll figure it out. That was a horrible yeah. See, this is why I put in the recording, because my yeah just cracks and sounds like garbage.
That's okay. What is this that you sent me?
It's a website that... an AI that generates fake Pokemon.
Okay.
And you should... use it and send me what you got.
Whoa.
They're all like weird and uncanny, but like in a fun way.
Yeah, that's alarming.
It's one of those things where they very clearly are the AI is designed to take images of Pokemon and make new ones as opposed to like actually developing a body. That's always interesting to see with computers how stuff does or doesn't translate.
Yeah. I'm definitely seeing some familiar shapes here. This is kind of a cool one.
I'm gonna send you the electric fairy one I just got. I'll probably episode notes, I can just put all of these in there if we want to, that'd be funny. But maybe
just the
highlights of them.
A ghost electric type that's pretty cool.
Oh nice, you should send me an image of that. Or like a link to it. There's a little link thing you can do. I should have sent that with the other one.
A little link thing?
Yeah,
there is
a little curvy
thing.
Arrow at the top of it. Folks, I'll just put the number, like the URL, I mean, to this in the episode description or something. Let's see what you created. Oh, I'm liking that. I'm liking the little symbol on there. That seems like a fun character.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah. And by the way, folks, if you are just tuning in now a bit late for the episode, welcome into the roundabout. Rock's progressive, puns excessive as usual, but... We're back and we have Brian Eno's Music for Airports, Ambient One, playing. Dropped back in 1978, meant to be an album from what I understand. Peter, correct me if I'm wrong here, but as ignorable as it is interesting, you can listen to it at close, you can talk over it, either way it's valuable.
Exactly. It was meant to be. Brian Eno had kind of a frustrating experience listening to the music in an airport one time, and just feeling like it absolutely did not gel with what the music should be like in an airport. It should be kind of... calming, you know, hearing like thumping pop music while you're trying to get from one terminal to another. It doesn't do you any favors. So this isn't so much an album as it is a sound installation meant to be played on repeat, created using tape loops.
I dig this.
It also features on at least one of the tracks, Griff, you may enjoy knowing this, one of the members of Soft Machine.
Oh, nice.
Who we've previously played on the Roundabout, the Soft Bulletin. Was that the name of the album?
Yes. Soft Bulletin was...
Soft Bulletin? That Soft was, Machine?
No, different thing. Soft Bulletin was Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips, really?
Yes.
Have we not played Soft Machine?
I think we might have, but it wasn't Soft Bulletin. That's a whole other thing.
Okay, never mind then. I'm misremembering.
How could you? That's me being offended at you.
These bug types are not doing me any favors.
Are you all good on the ads front?
Yeah, no other ads. At least not since.
Love to see it happen.
I'm sending you a pretty good bug electric one that I just got.
Thank you.
I'm trying to be very quiet on my keyboard so that it doesn't show up too much on the recording.
Oh, that's a legendary. That looks like a legendary is all I'm saying. That's a Celebi relative. I'm loving that.
Yeah, it's neat.
This is I'm liking this album a lot, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you can filter by generation.
Now,
right, I'm going totally random from here.
That's what I've been doing, honestly. So what's the, there's a, that's what I'm looking for. There is a, my brain just died. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, let me rewind.
Okay.
Airports, atmosphere, Pokemon. Then I was thinking about random... I don't know where I was going with this one. I lost the thread. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My apologies.
That's all right.
So it
That's
goes
all right.
sometimes. And you know you should play? You should play Disco Elysium. That's a good game right there. I need to make you play that sometime.
I think you've mentioned that to me, yeah.
It's like... It's hard to explain why it's good, but it is. It's incredibly good.
You mentioned, yeah. I did. I have not had a lot of time to play video games, like, all year, but I did manage over spring break to play the Link's Awakening remake, because I got it for my birthday.
Good.
Yeah, that game's rad.
Is that the 3D one, where they made it all 3D instead of the old version of it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I just got another ad.
Oh dear. How much do I need to re- How long is it?
5 seconds again.
Okay. I'm gonna rewind 5 seconds. Tell me when it's over. Is it over?
What?
Is it over now?
Yeah, the ad ended. I skipped it.
Are you at 8:10?
Yes.
Okay, then we're caught up. We're fine.
Okay. Sorry.
It's all good.
Oh, this might make the timing of the episode weird, because now, if you just play the album...
I'm pressing the keys loud enough to where I can just... I can hear when the rewinds happen and do it physically on the thing. It'll be a bit annoying, but nothing I can't handle.
Wait, are you talking about, like, rewinding the album in the episode?
It is... Yeah, why not, right?
I mean, I want to maintain the integrity of the album, you know?
Well, you know... So it goes, right? Whatever.
I guess. Sorry.
It's all right.
I need to get, Lynn uses YouTube Advanced.
You
which
use...
is...
I use
it, it takes the ads away.
I use uBlock Origin because I found it's pretty reliable, but I mean, I'm sure there's other ones too.
On mobile?
Oh, no, that's true, I haven't.
It's got a fire poison that looked just straight on like a water type. Hey, this AI-generated stuff doesn't look normal.
Damn, wild.
What's up with that?
Oh, it did. I'm digging this. This is fun.
Yeah. That was neat. I didn't expect that. There's a quote from Brian Eno that I think about a lot. That I'm gonna actually see if I can't find. Forgive me if you can hear me typing.
They can definitely hear me. I've been typing this whole time. That's part of the experience. It's ambient, you know? It's just chatting.
Oh, I found it right away.
Oh, what's the Brian Eno quote? Do you share?
Give me a moment. All right. Whatever you now find weird, ugly, uncomfortable, and nasty about a new medium will surely become its signature. CD distortion, the jitteriness of digital video, the bad sound of 8-bit, all of these will be cherished and emulated as soon as they can be avoided. It's the sound of failure. So much modern art is the sound of things going out of control, of a medium pushing to its limits and breaking apart. The distorted guitar sound is the sound of something too loud for the medium supposed to carry it. The blues singer with the cracked voice is the sound of an emotional cry too powerful for the throat that releases it. The excitement of grainy film, of bleached out black and white, is the excitement of witnessing events too momentous for the medium assigned to record them.
That's a really good quote, and the music swelled almost right when you were at the hypest part of that quote, which...
Yeah.
Good timing.
That quote just blows me away every time I think about it.
The moment they figure out how to fix it, they will try to replicate it, is deeply and truly insightful and
good quote. As soon as it can be avoided, people will emulate it.
Oh, I just had my phone vibrate a bit because it was the alarm. I have an alarm set to every exact hour. My grandmother had a big, or still has, I guess, a big old grandfather clock that just a little chime, like a boom, 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 every hour, and does a little mini chime every 15 minutes. And whenever I'm over there, I'm always acutely aware of the passage of time because I'm constantly getting reminders of it every 15 minutes, right? Which that'll do it. And I'm just saying, I figure having my phone remind me, Griff, it's been an hour since this little buzz last happened, is a bit, it's helpful, you know? It helps me keep track.
Okay. I can see that. I've got my vibrate turned off for recording, so if anything happens, I just won't know. I just got a pretty unfortunate fire dark type that I'll send your way.
Oh dear. Is this one we shouldn't link in the episode?
No, it's just, you should see it. I just feel bad for this creature.
This is a Crash Bandicoot character.
He's got such... He doesn't have a big nose, he just has enormous nostrils. I guess we ought to mention the naming conventions of the songs on this album.
Oh yeah, do sure.
In so much as they are songs. So, on side one, there are two tracks, one of which is 16 and a half minutes, and the other of which is 8.5 minutes. Mm-hmm. The first is called 1-1, and the second is called 2-1. As you might have figured out, the two tracks on side two are titled 1-2 and 2-2. So, you know, track one, side one, track two, side one, track one, side two, track two, side two.
Nice. Also, Peter, the one I just sent you, that's it's a grass and ground type. That's a Pokemon that you just get from the the first area, you know.
Aww. He's like a little acorn guy.
Yeah. I will say, the other thing this reminds me of is at my job.
At your job?
We sell wind chimes, among other things.
Oh.
And so hearing stuff go like cling, clang, etc., 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 reminds me of it here, you know?
Yeah. Still generating Pokemon over here.
As you should be.
I feel like I develop a different accent. I don't know if I want to say that in the habitual tense. I feel like I just developed a different accent when I said the word Pokemon there. Like it got very SoCal just for one syllable there.
Hey, where the roundabout happens in California, that would be truly fascinating.
Griff, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How do you pronounce the letter S? Like, what shape do you make in your mouth to make the letter S happen?
Teeth together, tongue pushing against the teeth.
Really?
No. I feel it now. The tongue is sort of at the gum section, right? Where the bottom teeth meet the gums, sort of pushed into that area.
I took two classes my freshman year that made me get real familiar with the terminology of pronunciation and phonetics and stuff, namely Voice for the Theater and History of the Spanish Language.
I'm just making
my textbook for
now.
What'd you say?
So I'm just making hissing noises now because I'm trying to figure out how I do shape my mouth. I'm like,
hey. Bad word.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. If you want to clap here, remind yourself to...
Yeah.
Hey, folks. Editing booth Griff here. Just wanted to clarify, I said shape my mouth there. An easy mistake to make on Peter's end, though, as you can tell, my webcam microphone doesn't have the best quality. Let's give this one to him, though, folks. We had a busy episode. Anyways, back to it.
It's all good. This is the problem.
I just got another ad.
Hmm. Oh, we do
and
have
this time it's playing two ads, 5 seconds each.
Okay, well, we're at one of the gaps.
Yeah,
so.
I'm through them. So, yeah, we can just skip the gap, I guess.
I'm rewinding 10 seconds. You're at 1711?
I am at 1703.
1707 now?
Yeah.
You went back like 20 seconds. That's
weird. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Weird.
We may have to edit this down anyway.
You mean me, but...
Yeah, you may have to edit this down anyway.
Oh, vocals!
Hey, I hear music!
Oh, that's fun.
Alright, so we are synchronized. What was I talking about? I was talking about something.
The way you use the letter S in verbs.
Yeah.
In words. Pronunciation.
So, I learned my freshman year that the way that I pronounce the letter S is different from how most people do it, but it's common in people that have had orthodontic work done, as I have, extensively.
Is it with your tongue flattened out in the middle?
Yeah, the middle of my tongue I press against the alveolar ridge.
What's that?
That's the little bump in the roof of your mouth. Where there's kind of like a... If you feel along the roof of your mouth with your tongue, there's kind of a dip. That's the alveolar ridge.
Yes. I see it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's for me, when I'm trying to do that, it's less pushing against and more like getting it real close.
Yeah.
Also, I have bad news. I have sent Lynn the fake Mon generation website.
No, that's not bad news. That's fun news.
You know, should we, now that we're almost halfway through, should we describe what the album cover looks like?
Oh, yeah, it's just a topographic map of something. I see a lake, some rivers, some green around where the rivers are, and a lot of tan in between. There's what looks like part of a graph. Near the bottom right, there is a capital letter T, and up top left in a sans serif font are the words Ambient 1, Music for Airports, Brian Eno. And if I'm not mistaken, Brian Eno designed this album cover himself.
Oh, nice. Do you think it was taken from an actual topographic map, or do you think it was just random lines meant to replicate the style of one?
Does it matter? It's either a real map or a fictional one. Either way, it's a map.
I'm just curious.
I don't know, man.
I think it's a map.
The Wikipedia page didn't say anything about it.
It talks about covers in the sense of, people doing the music, but, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the back cover? It says here that there's a back cover that has some fancy stuff on it. What does that look like?
Yeah, it's got some fancies going on. Apparently, Brian designed little symbols to go along with each track. And kind of explain what their deal is.
I'm looking that up right now, trying to see if I can get an image for it. Oh, that's fun. We should have been looking at this earlier. This is really good.
Yeah, will you send it to me?
Yeah, I will right now. This is really cool. Which, this second one really does feel like how it feels. This is fascinating.
Oh, wow.
I'm curious the design process on these. Like, are those patterns actual descriptions of the timeline of the song, or...
Oh, my dad texted me. I went to text him back, and I lost about a second of video. I forgot it would stop.
Cringe fail. I can stop for exactly 1 second. One Mississippi. Are you at 2107?
Now I am, yes.
2112?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cool.
Now 15.
Bog.
I can't text my dad for half an hour. Griff, would you text my dad?
No, because then the vibration from me touching the keyboard would show up on the recording, and I'm too lazy to do that.
Not use your phone?
That's what I'm recording on. I have the backup on Audacity, but I'd rather not use it, because the sound quality is so different that I can't just switch to it for one thing. It'd be a hassle.
There's nobody else that I can ask to text my dad.
What about?
Well, he just said, "Hello, son, how you holding up?" And I want to tell him I'm doing all right, because he texted me earlier and I didn't reply, so I want to make sure he knows that I'm doing all right.
I mean, I think... Would it be okay if he knew in about half an hour that you were doing all right? Or is that... I don't know.
I don't know. I want to get back to him when I can.
Well, you can't right now, so fair enough. That's how it goes sometimes. That's life.
All right. I might call him later.
I mean, you could do that on air, too. Just make recording a real hassle.
Yeah, I would have to stop the album.
Yeah, and I'd rather you didn't, if at all possible, just because...
Yeah.
Then we'd have to find another time to record it within the week, and frustrating.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I disconnected on my computer from the call. And then I had to reconnect on my phone, and that cost me about a second. We're roughly in sync.
Oh gosh. Just like
I just can't make this... I can't make this drop bar go away, so I'm only seeing half of my Discord page. And that's a frustration.
Oh, well, okay, good. And also, station, so drop that down maybe.
Oh, I just had a dragon and steel type come up, but it looked like dog.
Dare I ask what's made you cackle so?
A grass ice didn't load for a little while, and it came up and it looks like a deli bird that exploded.
Are you able to send it to me right now for perusal and review?
Yes, I am. I do like that when you open a link to one of these, it comes up like a little card that you have to flip over to see it. So you still get the experience of the surprise.
Why is it red and yellow for a grass and
ice? I don't know. I don't know.
the interesting thing about this song and the way that it's depicted on the album itself as a bunch of, like, long rectangles, I feel like the rectangle should be fading in and out. It doesn't feel as, you know, hard start and stop.
I get that. I will say, this song is meant to be significantly darker in tone than the first one.
It certainly does feel darker.
Yeah. Oh, this guy is just a little spreadsheet.
Aren't we all?
I'm sending you this spreadsheet Pokemon designed in Excel.
What are they called? The beasts. What are they called?
The beasts?
Like from the other dimensions in Pokemon.
I don't know.
Ultra Beast. That's an Ultra Beast right there is what that is.
Ultra Beast. I don't even know what that is. I'm out of the loop with Pokemon.
There was a thing they did a couple generations ago that was really cool where they were like, Pokemon from alternate dimensions where physics work differently. So like the animals just look totally bonkers and out of the blue.
I gotcha.
Let me see. There's an old Ultra Beast.
Old XKCD comic that I think about a lot of the time. This one's wild. I'm sending this to you. There's an old XKCD that I think about fairly often.
I have some of the Ultra
Beasts. Oh, there. I know what those are. Okay.
They're great. The one that's made out of Minecraft bricks is my favorite. Is that the end of that song? Oh, nice.
Huh.
Also, look at the fake one I just sent you. It's really good.
Whoa. Oh, I really like that guy.
He's just a big guy. We're at the
There's an old XKCD.
Uh-huh.
There is an old XKCD that I think about. I got another ad.
How long?
5 seconds. Just ended.
Okay.
I am at 2603.
2607 now?
Yes.
Got it.
Did I just send you this normal psychic type?
Yes, it looked horrid, thank you. Oh, we got a little bit of a. Is that the opening to Welcome to the Black Parade by MCM?
Welcome to side two of the album.
And the album, by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in, is Ambient One, Music for Airports by Brian Eno.
Oh yeah, you're listening to KHDX-FM 93.1, Conway, Arkansas, the voice of Hendrix. Yeah. I don't know what to make puns about.
You know, everyone says Brian Eno, but I hear this album and I say Brian E-Yes.
I remembered what I was going to say. There's an XKCD. It's very old. I think about it often. Which posits a hobby of if anyone asks you a question that you either, like, don't know the answer to or don't have an answer for, the go-to response is just, yeah, no, I'm not really into Pokemon.
I mean, that covers a surprising amount of things.
Yeah. And it does fit well into the thing that I like to do, which is confuse people.
So wait, do you
know
about...
the thing that I like to do.
Yes, I know. I've had to be your radio co-host for 5 years now. you're not actually that confusing, I'm sorry to say.
That's okay. Well, I mean, you've known me for 5 years, so of course you don't find me confusing. You've had enough time to figure it out.
This is fair. This is fair.
Maybe I shouldn't have gotten rid of that poison electric type. That was kind of cool.
Dang, can't believe you ruined everything. That's wild. Congratulations, you monster.
Ooh, my shoulder just popped.
Good for you.
Do you know my collarbone pops?
Like, which part?
Like, the collarbone part, kind of up near my neck.
I mean, I can pop my neck. I've done that before.
It's like, between my neck and my shoulder, decidedly lower down than where the place is that your neck pops.
That's...
It's in, like, the collarbone vicinity.
That's wild. Is that, like, healthy?
I don't know. It's never caused me any problems that I know of.
Well, that you know of.
That I know of.
That's true. People are always saying that I know of.
Yeah. People are always saying this, that my collarbone pops.
Where does that come from, that saying? I don't know where I picked up people are always saying this from, but it's something that I say
a lot. I'm not sure either. I've definitely heard it.
I mean, I've said it.
I've started getting the same dark-type Pokemon repeatedly, so I think I have to refresh the page. of my gun again. Okay, I'm back into having different Pokemon. I'm gonna stop having to be completely random. I'm gonna go by type.
You know, the more you post of these, the more I'm going to have to put in the show notes somehow, because it'll be a severely unlistenable experience if I don't.
All right, then let's find something else to do.
I'm just saying, it feels weird having us talk about a thing that the listeners simply cannot act. I mean, yeah, we shouldn't do like 50 of them, just because that's going to be unwieldy.
Yeah.
So, you're doing senior seminar stuff, right?
That's correct.
Is it going good overall, would you say?
I would say so. We perform this weekend, and then we're done. Oh, by the way, I guess it's worth mentioning, there's a reason that this is called Ambient One, and it's that there's four of them.
Yeah? Oh, there's other albums of these?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
There's Ambient 1, Music for Airports. Let me find what the others are called. Ambient 2, The Plateau, with an X of Mirror. Ambient 3, The Day of Radiance. And Ambient 4, On Land.
Huh. Nice.
I'm just looking at these now. Oh, whoa, Ambient 2 has 10 songs. And they have names. That's insane.
I will say, I do really like the vocals on this one.
Oh, absolutely. They're very similar to the vocals on 1-2? Or 2-1?
Yes.
No, this 1-2. Is 1-2.
Or no, 2-1. You're right. I don't like that naming convention. Like, far be it for me to correct Brian Eno, but I'm going to correct Brian Eno here real quick.
That's track, fine. Then side.
Better, Brian. Yeah, I'd do better, Brian.
Ooh, oh, Ambient 3 has a 36-string zither. What are you doing?
Folks, you might be hearing a bunch of vibrating on mine. That's because I just got a call. I'm going to text my folks back. And hopefully they didn't interrupt the recording. There's still some few recordings, so that's good.
Nice. Ambient 4 has animal recordings.
Nice.
And also songs with names. I feel like you don't need that. Not that I'm saying that Brian Eno was wrong.
I mean, you are, but that's okay. If you wanna
it's
go
not
for that,
what
that's,
I'm saying.
If that's a shot you want to take.
It's not what I'm saying. I'm not taking any shots at Brian Eno. The guy
if
wrote the Windows
to.
Startup theme.
Yeah, and? Maybe you should Windows Startup thinking of better ideas for song names and don't have them. You know? Just saying. I'm saying what some people are afraid to say. I'm getting a bit controversial here.
You know, when this album came out, people hated it.
Oh?
Yeah, it wasn't until the 90s that people were like, wait, this is kind of cool. By the way, you're listening to KHDX... Let me say. You're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Griff. You're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas, 93.1, the voice of Hendrix. Now. Oh, I'm cutting out. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I heard.
Okay.
93.1 voice said, oh, I'm cutting out, so I'm not sure if there was more stuff in the space there that I just didn't pick up on, which wouldn't surprise me. Did you
no,
do the whole
was,
intro thing?
Yeah,
did
I did
the
thing.
The intro
I said the thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The intro?
We
did the intro at the top of the show.
Shh. My brain is huge. Shush. Have you considered that I'm really cool, actually? Jot that down, maybe. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I just found, I'm looking at the Wikipedia, but I just got another ad. 5 seconds again. I'm at 3412. Yeah, it's over.
Okay. You say 5 seconds, but it always takes you back 10 seconds, is what I've noticed.
Really? I'm at 3420.
Yes. I'm insane. I'm at 23 now, but yeah.
Okay. So, I found a quote from Brian Eno from the liner notes for this album on the Wikipedia page for ambient music. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Whereas the extant canned music companies proceed from the basis of regularizing environments by blanketing their acoustic and atmospheric idiosyncrasies, ambient music is intended to enhance these. Whereas conventional background music is produced by stripping away all sense of doubt and uncertainty, and thus all genuine interest from the music, ambient music retains these qualities. And whereas their intention is to brighten the environment by adding stimulus to it, thus supposedly alleviating the tedium of routine tasks and leveling out the natural ups and downs of the body rhythms, ambient music is intended to induce calm and a space to think. Ambient music must be able to accommodate many levels of listening attention without enforcing one in particular. It must be as ignorable as it is interesting.
Now that's the full, quote about ignorable as it is interesting. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
I disagree that ambiguity is what makes music interesting necessarily. I think that's a very situational thing.
I don't know. Because, I mean, you have to have tension.
I mean, you can just admire craft, and that's valid, I think, too.
Oh, wait. Where is this note? Sorry, there's a note on this page. And, where is it? Sorry, you'll have to give me just a moment. I really want to know what this is in reference to.
Then we'll never know my take on music. I cry. Can't believe this.
Citation 57.
SMH, my dang head.
Okay. This is talking about how popular ambient music is on YouTube, which the outlier in terms of the numbers here in the notes section of the page refers specifically to the video upload of Everywhere at the End of Time.
Well, that one got like a meme thing too.
Yeah, it has 11 times as many views as the next most popular thing mentioned on this page. Widely considered to evoke strong negative emotions.
Well, listen, people made comments about it on the internet, and so more people wanted to listen to it, and that's how it goes. It made it big. Which, that's not a bad thing, necessarily. It's just a thing.
Yeah, good example of an album we're never going to play for any reason. In no small part because it's 6 hours long? 6.5 hours?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, and I'm okay with that, honestly.
I don't plan to sit down and listen to it. It's 6 albums. It's 6 studio albums.
I thought you had listened to it before.
Skimmed it.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it in me to sit down and listen to this whole thing.
Oh, also, are we on another 30-second gap now?
It sounds like it. Means we're getting into the last song.
Heck yeah.
Well, we can't stop talking during these 30 seconds.
Yeah, no,
breaks,
I'm not going to. I'm
get
just
dead air.
It's
I mean, that meant we'd stop talking.
Yeah, true. I know. Listen, my brain is huge, okay? Oh!
Okay.
That's fun.
There we go.
We're going somewhere with this. I assume.
Thank you. I did not realize. I've read a decent amount about The Caretaker and Everywhere at the End of Time. Did not realize he released another album after that series. I thought that was it, but he did one more. Yeah, don't read about these albums unless you're in, like, a really good place. Cannot confidently recommend it unless you are very, very... mentally and emotionally healthy.
Everywhere at the End of Time is, like, a musical kind of, like, a mental breakdown of some sort of illness-based thing, right? What I understand?
Yeah, it is meant to be a direct 6.5-hour musical interpretation of the progression of Alzheimer's.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's fun.
Widely considered to evoke strong negative emotions.
No, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you said you'd skimmed it before?
I've skimmed it, yes. It is not a pleasant listen. Except, the first album is reasonably nice.
There's much to unpack there.
Yeah. Of course there's much to unpack. It's a 6.5-hour thing.
You know, you might be onto something with that one.
This track, I believe, was made with a synthesizer. I don't recall exactly which one.
I can see that.
I'll have to take a look at that on the Wikipedia page. On the Wikipedia page.
On the Wikipedia page?
On the Wikipedia page.
On the Wikipedia page.
It's an ARP 2600.
I know nothing
about it. It's slowed down with 3 kinds of echo, according to Brian Eno.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. A lot of major chords in here, it feels like. Sounds like a computer singing to me. Griff, what do you make of all this?
I'm liking it. It's good. It's. I mean, I'm trying to think about how to phrase it. My music analysis skills have never been as honed as yours, in part because I simply don't make it. So there's a whole lot that I just don't have experience. I mean, that's gonna limit it, you know.
Yeah.
But knowing that this is all stuff looped over and over again, it makes it make sense in a very fun way that I dig.
I get that.
I think that's one of the most particular things I think I can safely say.
It's kind of like a Rube Goldberg method of composition.
One part that, and one part like it feels like it's falling over itself. In a good way.
I get that. The Aeonian is getting released soon.
I like the sort of horns, which you said are synthesizer things, right?
Yeah, an ARP 2600.
I dig it. It's... You ever listened to Hyperlight Drifter? You ever played Hyperlight Drifter and all that jazz?
No.
One, you should play Hyperlight Drifter. Disasterpiece does the music for it, and he is incredibly talented. Two,
okay.
Some of the way the horns act here are evocative of that.
thinking we might want to mention about Brian Eno, that he's also done a lot of work as a producer, and he produced Remain in Light and Speaking in Tongues for Talking Heads.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I just got another ad. Five seconds again.
Okay.
44:21.
44:25 now?
Yes.
Got it.
I just remembered we were roommates one time.
We were, it was great.
It feels wrong. I feel like it feels untrue.
What? Aw, why?
I mean, I think it might have been that was the year that got cut short.
Yeah, that was COVID stuff.
That my brain is just kind of, that didn't count.
I'm gonna cry. Wow, that's messed up.
I'm sorry.
Can't have anything on the roundabout.
Wow! Brian Eno produced two albums by James, which is a band that we can never play on this show.
Not radio-friendly content, let's call it.
Not that I know of, nope.
Oh boy. Well, so it goes. They're lost. Our show's awesome. By the way, listeners, if you want to tell us how awesome our show is, or just, I don't know, say hi or something.
Oh yeah.
At roundaboutkhdx on twitter.com or roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com if you so wish to contact them.
You want to hear about Brian Eno composing the Microsoft sound?
Yeah.
So, this is from the Wikipedia page for Brian Eno. In 1994, Microsoft designers Mark Malamud and Eric Gavriluk approached Eno to compose music for the Windows 95 project. The result was the 6-second startup music sound of the Windows 95 operating system, the Microsoft Sound. In an interview with Joel Selvin in the San Francisco Chronicle, he said, quote, "The idea came up at the time when I was completely bereft of ideas. I've been working on my own music for a while and was quite lost, actually, and I really appreciated someone coming along and saying, here's a specific problem, solve it. The thing from the agency said, we want a piece of music that is inspiring, universal, blah blah, da da da, optimistic, futuristic, sentimental, emotional, this whole list of adjectives. And then at the bottom, it said, and it must be 3.25 seconds long. I thought this was so funny, and an amazing thought to actually try to make a little piece of music. It's like making a tiny little jewel. In fact, I made 84 pieces. I got completely into this world of tiny, tiny little pieces of music. I was so sensitive to microseconds at the end of this that it really broke a logjam in my own work. Then when I had finished that and I went back to working with pieces that were like 3 minutes long, it seemed like oceans of time. I wrote it on a Mac. I've never used a PC in my life. I don't like them. I think that's my favorite part of the whole thing. Griff, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
You didn't say anything in response to me. Oh, by the way.
Oh, is that
the album's over? Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Nice. Well, I'm looking at the chart for this one, by the way, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Because it's all like cramped together in a very real way that I think is very cool.
Yeah.
Good album.
I think that means we're out of time.
Yeah.
Brian Eno did the music for Spore?
That explains why Spore's soundtrack is so dang good. Love Spore. Shoutouts to Spore. It's great.
Video over. Album ended. Yeah. I'm going to text my dad.
Fair enough. I'm not going to text anybody because I didn't need to, but this was... Overall thoughts on the album?
I enjoyed the moments when I was listening to it, and I enjoyed the moments when I could talk over it.
Yeah.
It's an album with a purpose, and it excels at what it tries to do. It's a very weird way to talk about music as a tool, as a function kind of thing, but that's the idea.
Yeah.
How about you?
I agree. I think it was really interestingly and compellingly done. I think that Brian Eno's onto something, this whole ambient thing. I wonder what else other people have done with it. I say sarcastically.
Oh, plenty.
I mean, video game soundtracks are one of my favorite like subtypes of music. And this very much fits into that sort of mode of stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I think that's neat.
Yeah. Anything else? Any final thoughts? How many more episodes do we have? One, two?
I think we have like two?
Maybe two? I have one more week of class before finals.
We should probably figure out how many episodes we have left. That might be a sort of an important thing to know.
That might be a good thing to know, yeah.
How very us to not know how many episodes we have left up until literally the end of the show. That's actually
by the way,
now that I think about it.
If you're hearing this live on the radio, then, hey, thank you whoever is sitting in and playing this episode for us. It's very kind of you to do on this Friday night.
Yeah. Very helpful.
Yeah, I'm busy with the senior seminar production, and Griff isn't in this state, so someone else is going to be playing it. And hey, thank you for that. Give yourself a pat on the back. From me.
And also from me, you know, just a bit.
I'll buy you a bagel.
I would Venmo you money for a bagel. I'm not there to buy you something for a bagel, so, you know.
That's okay.
I mean, like, it's just a pure logistics thing. Nothing against you, whoever you are in there, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sorry, if you want to ask us for money for a bagel, you can contact us through email, roundaboutkhdx@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter, @roundaboutkhdx.
That's right, folks. We got bagel answers there. We got music answers there. We got all sorts of things there.
All sorts of stuff.
People are always saying that about us. They're like, those roundabout folks, they got all sorts of stuff.
People are always saying this. And people are always saying this. See you next week, listeners.
Our intro is, as always, Roundabout by Yes, and our outro is Last Train Home by Pat Metheny.
Ah, gorgeous.
And yeah, talk to y'all later, I guess.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye, listeners.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.